A press conference in Wheeling yesterday gave the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other authorities a chance to address concerns about the shooting that took place at the federal courthouse there earlier this week. Glynis Board spoke with some of those authorities and brings us this report.
U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of West Virginia, William Ehlenfeld, says the investigation is ongoing and that there are no major developments to report. He says the object of the press conference was to answer questions and to reassure the public that matters are under control and that the authorities have no reason to suspect any additional dangers related to the incident.
The investigators worked late into the night and into the early morning hours in executing a search warrant at the suspect's home in Bridgeport, Ohio. A search warrant was also executed upon the suspect's motor vehicle, which was parked across the street from the federal building. And evidence was gathered during those searches and is being processed.
Ehlenfeld says those searches were partially a matter of routine and partially born out of concern for motive. There was concern at some point that there might be some kind of explosives left behind.
In addition, there was some writing on the outside of the trailer that led investigators to think there might be something inside of that as well. It was written in Latin. But it was translated something to the effect of beware of all who enter here. And so there was some concern that might be an issue, and that did not turn out to be the case.
At this point, investigators have revealed that 55-year-old Thomas Picard, a former Wheeling police officer who retired in 2001, was acting alone. Ehlenfeld said his target wasn't anyone in particular, but rather the building itself.
And based upon some preliminary findings during the investigation, it appears that he was angry with the federal government. We do not think that he was angry with any particular individual who worked in the federal building or any particular office.
He had an assault rifle that he was firing. He also had a handgun.
Kelly Cochamba is an FBI spokeswoman from the Pittsburgh field office.
At this time, we're still assessing to see if the handgun was actually used. We do know that 18 to 25 rounds of ammunition were shot.
A U.S. Marshal Court security officer, as well as a Wheeling police officer, returned fire, injuring Picard, who was pronounced dead from those injuries at a local hospital.
It was resolved in an appropriate way and in the only way it could have been based upon the situation. The shooter had a lot of additional ammunition on his person, and he didn't get to use it all because of the actions of those who engaged with him.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.